Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Ready to hit this?
Yeah, that's the starting note right there, that crisp.
Cheers.
And we're back.
And we're back, baby.
Wow, it's been too long.
It really, honestly, it's weird. We missed, what, we didn't.
Where'd you guys go?
And it feels like it's been like 6 months.
Where did you go, Broads?
We've missed you.
We've missed you. We've been here waiting. We never even left the studio.
We were sleeping here.
Yeah. You need to talk to the ladies and tell them to give us permission more, because we're here. We're ready. We're willing and waiting.
Yeah. They just text us, "You're allowed now."
Yeah. Literally. And we're like, awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's how hanging out with my friends works, actually.
Oh, you just say, "Hey, can I?" And it's like, whatever text you get back is how your week will look or how the day will look.
Oh, it feels like I'm asking my mom for like new shit. I'm like, hey, so babe, do we have any plans Friday?
Well, yeah, you got to package it.
Oh yeah, so
it's never just like, babe, cool. It's like, right, you're like talking. It's like, you know what? You know what's crazy? Man, remember when we were used to hang out with so many more people before we had kids? That's crazy, right? Yeah, wow. Man, that's been hard. Actually, I heard from my buddy Jeff. He's been struggling. Like, you gotta like buffer.
Be like, oh my gosh, babe, look at this picture of like Josh and Sam and JC. They're all playing golf together. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Be like, oh man, you know, hey, actually, speaking of that, do we have next Tuesday? Do we have anything going on at like 11 p.m., like 11 a.m.? No? Oh, well, they were, it's funny. They were actually talking about.
Yeah. And she's like, what are you laughing at?
They were talking about getting a game together. And she's like, yeah. And it's like, well, do you think possibly that I could do that?
Yeah.
She's like, I hate it when you ask me for permission for this, but it's like, but yeah, but if I were to just go do it, you'd also be pissed.
Right. Well,
so I need to ask you if I can go do it. And then you need to say, yes, you can do it. And I need to have your, not just your permission, but it's also like, I need to not have it be like, well, yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Right. And theoretically. It's like, well, that's not really.
But that's, if I'm going to do it on those terms, I'm going to be thinking about that you would rather me not be doing this.
Okay. Is there anything, okay, to piggyback on that, the key is always to ask super far out.
Yeah. Way in
like
advance.
2 months. Can I go on that trip? It's like, sure. I don't know what the hell is going to go on. And then what happens about that week? Dude, you land on that week, it ain't the same story, right?
So, people were engaged on this. Our San Onofre trip, she was posting on her Instagram that I was asking her to wake up at 4 in the morning to go to San Onofre. And what was, I was like, well, babe, you were in the room 2 months ago when we were talking about
you said
how you
no
go
problem.
To San Onofre. And they were talking about how you have to wake up at 4 in the morning and you have to go to beat the line. And I was like, you know, I assumed that you remembered all of that.
And that you recorded it.
When they invited us and I couldn't believe that you said yes. And she's like, well, who the fuck, like, we're not going to do that. And I was like, but that's how you do it.
By the way, I grew up going to Old Man's. I live 5 minutes from there, right there, Old Man's. But so when I saw that trail, I DM'd Becca and I was like, wait, where are you guys right now?
Right.
And she's like, Old Man's. I was like, holy shit, that's where I grew up surfing. Like,
you know, well,
like, kind of, not really. It's where like my dad's friends would surf, but I'd go every once in a while.
Well, what's funny is I was like, oh yeah, this is why they call it Old Man's.
It's like where old dudes take 15-foot boards and just cruise out
literally
there with their bad backs.
Such a boring ass wave. It was really fun.
But it's just chill.
It's extremely chill. It was not necessarily what I was expecting.
Right.
Because Trestles is part of San Onofre.
And it's very different.
Trestles is a wildly different wave.
It's like a beach break.
It's the opposite of boring.
Yes.
There's no, you're not on autopilot.
I surf uppers all the time. Lowers not as much. It was really competitive.
Lowers is about to be on the fucking September.
Yeah, it's where they do the open
to the 19th. Yeah,
it's sketchy though because it's like you go down there and there's like literally 15 pros in the water. It's like you're like, eh, I guess I'll go back to the left.
Only place I've ever seen a shark.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, question. Going back to our conversation about the are you allowed to or not? You know, is there anything that Becca does that you will kind of give her a hard time about? Like, if you know what I mean? She wants to do something or, you know, or
scheduling things in the morning.
Got it. Where you're like, you didn't ask me about that. And you kind of flip the script.
It's my surf time. So I'll literally be like, hey, so I'm going to go surfing with Strader in the morning. And she'll be like, well, you need to be home by 8:15. And I'm like, what? Like, why? And she's like, oh, I scheduled a phone call at 8:30. And I'm like, you could schedule a phone call at literally any time of day. And you schedule it at 8:30 in the morning.
But you're at the gym.
No, I don't go to the gym till... So
What's the schedule?
The gym doesn't open till 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't usually get into the gym till like... Sometimes I'll go around anytime between 9:30 and 11.
Okay.
I'll go to the gym. Because it also depends on like, what's the kids' schedule?
Yeah.
Who's helping us out that day? Right. What's Becca's morning schedule routine?
Got it.
But typically, it's like... Don't schedule anything before 9 a.m. so that like I have that opportunity to go surf in the morning, which sounds okay. Some people might be listening to that and be like, oh my gosh, this sounds completely ridiculous.
I do. It is. I do. Here's what I'll say about you. I appreciate that you identified that because it was great that you, when I asked you the question of, is there anything that you get annoyed with? You go, yeah, when you impede with what I want to be doing, which is subtly not the question. The question is there anything she does for fun that bothers you? And you go, what bothers me and when she impedes with my fun?
Whatever Becca wants to do, awesome. Whatever Becca wants to do for fun, she does not need to wake up at 6:30 in the morning to do.
What if she wanted to start doing that?
It doesn't matter. She can go do it at another time.
But what if she was like, no, actually, no. I really want to start like, going to this yoga class every morning at 7.
I'd be like, find another yoga class. Do not take that side. You understand. She acts like, she treats it where she's like, well, you can go surf Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And I'm like, well, the swell isn't just on your schedule. The swell is probably going to be better on all the days that I'm not allowed to go surfing.
The swell is on God's schedule.
Yeah.
And God is higher than all of us.
All of us. And I'm on that schedule. I'm on the lunar schedule of the tides.
Are you bigger than the moon, babe?
You know what? It happens to be a 5.4 foot high tide at 6:30 in the morning. So it's better to go surfing at 7:30. So I'm going to go surfing at 7:30.
Is there anything other than surfing you would get up at 6:30 for and drive somewhere?
Climbing.
So climbing and surfing. For those temps, are the two.
Yeah.
Early, because it gets too hot on the rocks.
Early morning temperature. Yeah. Okay, so like I would want to go, like if I was climbing at J Tree, at a certain point, it's like whatever, you'll find like a shaded area, but ideally you want to be getting there early before the heat of the afternoon sun is on top
Makes
of everything.
Sense. Makes sense.
And also certain climbs are exposed to the sun during certain hours of the day as the sun moves.
So you're cooking.
So it's like, even if it's low temperature, like 65 degrees, 65 at a high altitude when the rock is in the sun is significantly hotter than like what you think 65 is.
Got it.
And so it's like, you want to time that to be like, I want it 65 and in the shade.
Mm.
Is very, I mean, you think about that. 65 in the shade is very different than 65 in direct sunlight.
Of course.
So, like, you want to get on certain parts of the, like, if a rock is facing east or west, you want to be getting on those things during the prime hours.
Sure.
So, yeah, that's those
stuff
are the
does two. Matter. Those are the
yeah,
two.
Yeah. Luckily, we and her are aligned on those.
Those are good.
I rarely.
Does the surfing cause a lot of problems?
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that. Here's why I could see that. And here's why I could see both sides.
Uh-huh.
Which is, you obviously love the surfing.
Yeah.
Right? Sounds great.
Yeah. So
here's why I can see her side.
Okay, go.
Waking up in the morning to screaming children is hard when you have two people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what I would say. If you know that you're suffering because the other person is fucking off in the water, that makes it harder, as opposed to if the other person's at work or they're like doing something similar, then you're a little bit like, okay, we're both grinding out here, right? It's like, I'm tired, but we're doing it all for the goal of life. But if the other person's like chab-rawing in the water with a burrito afterwards, and I'm sitting here like baby puke, I could see the resentment build.
So here's the
thing. That's all I'm saying. I could see. Here's what I'm saying. I could see why it could cause a problem. Because it's worse timing, right? 3 p.m., you're kind of in the zone. So if it's like, hey, babe, I'm going to peel out and go to a gym for an hour, workout. 3 p.m. It's like, okay, we're already in our zone. We already kind of figured out our day. But 7 a.m. is one of the rawest times with children. Because you're like, because when you have kids, all you dream about is sleeping in one. And then number two, like getting up slowly, having a coffee, chatting for a little bit, reading a book or something. That's so when you have a kid, that's gone. And so it's literally just the most raw time.
It's so crucial to leave before the kids wake up.
Because you don't want to be caught wild. Because if you are walking out with your surfboard while they're screaming, you are the devil.
Done. Done. That's the end. I'm not allowed to go surfing anymore.
No, it's out.
So the other one about this trip, though, is my buddies who I went with. He really likes taking acid and surfing.
Whoa. In the morning? Like on like a Wednesday?
All day.
Does this guy live a life or is
Dude, this is how seven is so funny. Rock climbing and surfing. All the guys who like pioneered the sport and the pinnacle were similar. All on acid.
Whoa. But I bet it's incredible.
Phenomenal. Just a small amount.
Do you ever do it?
Phenomenal. Just did.
And then came home.
Oh, sweet. So Becca, this is
a great one. Leo.
So this is the best. This is the best.
Okay, broads, interrupting the bros to bring you important announcements. Listen, it's not often that you find a brand that just does everything, you know, well. Usually it's just, oh, this brand does one thing well, but this other brand is better for XYZ. But when you find a brand that just does so many things perfectly, that's like hitting the jackpot, baby. My current go-to, it's Rothy's, the best place to find sustainable sneakers, sandals, flats, bags, and now they even have a men's line so you can outfit the whole family.
Wow, love it.
Yes.
Rothy's styles are fashionable without a doubt. They're comfortable, which we will get to, but my favorite part is they're so dang eco-friendly from start to finish. Rothy's has thought of everything to make sure their products work for you and the planet. Most impressively is that their products are made with 100% recycled materials, not just a portion, 100% recycled materials like thread spun from plastic water bottles. Rothy's takes plastic water bottles and marine plastic and makes it into threads to use on their shoes.
So freaking amazing. And like Becca said, we got to talk about the comfort out of all the shoes in my closet. I can tell you this for a fact. I consistently find myself reaching for my Rothy's because they feel like they were made for my feet. There is zero break-in period. They're so comfortable. And the coolest part, 100% machine washable. That's right. When your Rothy's start to look like they've seen better days, simply throw them in the wash and they'll come out looking brand spanking new, which means they'll last you so much longer.
To help you welcome summer in style, Rothy's is doing something special. That's right. They give us the chance to share this super rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. Through August 1st, 2021, you can get $20 off your first purchase of $100 or more at rothys.com/chatty. That's rothys.com/chatty. Trust us. You don't want to miss this. Head to rothys.com/chatty to find your new favorites today.
Okay, broads, finally, period care is getting a much needed overhaul, okay? When it comes to period care options, there's basically always been four. Good for you, good for the planet, comfortable, or actually does what it says it will. You can have one, but never two, and definitely not all four. But FlexFit has stepped in to change that because we should be able to have it all.
Flex offers two amazing products. The first one's the Flex Cup, which is my personal absolute favorite because it's much more convenient than any other period products. It's a reusable cup. It lasts for years. It's zero waste. And unlike other menstrual cups, it has a patented pull tab, which makes it super easy to remove. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much the same process as a tampon. And the reason I like the Flex Cup more than others, though, is because it's designed with beginners in mind. I know cups can seem intimidating, especially if you've used the same products for years, but Flex walks you through the whole thing. It's way easier to use than I anticipated. I've been using a cup, guys, for God, probably like 6 or 7 years now, and I will never go back.
And the other product is the Flex Disc, which is a disc that can be worn for up to 12 hours. The disc has a soft plastic inside with a malleable ring around the edge, so it sits flat inside of you. Truly, it's like you're not wearing anything at all. And guess what? It's the only product on the market that lets you have fully mess-free period sex. So
love that.
Enough said.
Say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfit.com/chatty and use code chatty for 20% off the Flex Disc starter kits or 10% off your first Flex Cup. Plus free U.S. shipping. That's code chatty at flex, F-L-E-X, fits, FITS.com/chatty. FlexFits.com/chatty.
So on the San Onofre trip, we're in line and she reads the text message from him to me where he's like, oh, like
I got acid.
just took my like da 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 da, like just got out of my first session, like da 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 da. And she's like, are you seriously? She's like, are we about to? She's like, did I just fucking drive down here with you? So you're going to get high with your buddy and sit in the water all day while I take care of the kids? And I was like, I'm not going to be in the water the whole time. You're literally, she's like, you're literally your plan. So many aspects of this plan to her in her mind were undisclosed. I figured it was all privy. I thought it was all public information.
Classic husband, right? We do that constantly.
So I'm in the water with my buddy. And I was like, we've been in the water for an hour. And I was like, oh, we should probably go in. And he's like, no, dude. He goes, right now? He goes, they're happy. He goes, you don't want to be like overly attentive at this point. He goes, we just got here. He goes, it's not even noon. He goes, we're here till 4. And he goes,
this guy doesn't have kids, does he?
They have one kid. And the last thing you want to be doing is trying to get your fix in when they want to leave. He's like, we're going to stay out here till our arms fall off. Like right now. And then we're going to go in and we're going to cook them lunch. And then we're going to go back out. And I was like, oh, word. And he's like, we're probably only going out for like an hour at that point. Well, at the point that we go out the second time, both me and him stay out for like 2 hours. And come
you
can't, back in.
You could see from the water the glare that was
oh,
being
come back in and it was
laser
like a,
beamed.
It was the pull to the side and it was the really kind, like, I'm not going to yell at you right now in front of your friends. And it was the like, cool. But it was the more so less like, okay, like how bad were the kids, really? And it's like, what, like, where are we at right now in terms of this? And then it was the more pressing question is, are we going to do this again?
You know what I do? I do appreciate.
Huh?
You have a pretty strong tolerance for disapproval.
Oh, she goes.
Like, I will say that I think I would be affected more severely by that.
No,
but like, I'd be in the water and I'd be kind of like, dude, you have an incredible ability to just kind of be able to kind of just compartmentalize.
Becca does the same thing. So like her sister, we were just visiting her siblings and her sister talked about, like, you know, no secret to the broads. Becca was raised in like a really conservative, strict household. Right. The way Becca talks to her parents is like, you wouldn't think that. And her sister, her older sister, was bringing up like, I can't believe you have the confidence to talk to mom and dad the way you do.
Yeah.
And Becca goes, well, I just weigh the extremes. She goes, what's the worst thing they could possibly do if I bring this conversation up or I say my opinion about this thing to them? And she goes, oh, it's just not, she goes, once I think about like, what's the worst thing?
Just get mad.
She goes, I just don't really give a shit. And it's not that I don't give a shit about Becca getting mad, but she said to me on this trip, she goes, you just accept that I'm going to be upset about it for a while.
And you've already decided you're okay with that.
I don't necessarily know if I'm doing that. I just wasn't even thinking about it. It was just in the zone. The waves just kept coming. I kept being in a position
in the
to
moment.
Catch the waves. Yeah, I was just living in the moment, babe. Mm. Isn't that what you want from me?
She's like, no.
I thought you wanted me to be
happy. I didn't ask for you to be in the moment at all. That was never a part of our agreement.
I thought.
I want you to be on this goddamn beach watching our kids.
I want you to be happy all the time. Well, don't you want me to, if I'm having a happy moment.
Yeah, I'm happy when you're watching the kids.
To preserve that?
I'm happy when you're watching
the kids. Well, exactly. And thus is the conundrum of parenting.
That is absolutely the conundrum.
Each parent is most happy when the other parent is watching the kids.
And those are opposing.
Those are opposing factors.
So, I mean,
But no, we're also working on, like, you know, it's interesting you bring up, like, what is Becca doing?
Like, what's her surfing?
Yeah.
Because I feel like I think about even me and Jess, and it's like, you know, like, what are the things that, like, drive each other crazy? It's like, you know, we probably each have our own surfing thing, you know, where it's like, you know, I can't even think of it right now, but it's like, just in general, it's like, what is that the person does that just goes like, I'm gonna have a problem with it, you
honestly
know what I mean?
for Becca, it's like, it's constantly new, but it's allowing her to have the time to explore and learn new things.
Yeah.
So like she brought up recently, she wants to go back to school mm-hmm. in the fall. So she's like signing up for classes.
And you get it pissed at that.
Well, because I'm just like, dude, we just went through. Like,
why are we doing this? Yeah.
But it's also like, it's extremely rewarding for
she likes it.
I don't like school.
Me neither. The idea of signing up for classes, I would do maybe anything.
She loves it.
Wow.
She loves it. She loves learning. She loves getting like competent at what she's learning. She likes working hard at learning the things she wants to become good at and knowledgeable in, which is like, I don't understand that whatsoever. She doesn't understand.
So her surfing is like new.
This is an example things. Of it. Yeah. She wants to take new studio art classes. She wants to like learn more about the things that she's passionate about. And it's like, cool. Okay. So like I will slot out my time of day.
Right.
The most important thing was what time are the classes?
Big.
Evening classes? Take all the classes you want.
Right.
Luckily they are evening.
Right.
But yeah, she's all excited about her professors. She like researched her professors. She's really excited about this thing. It's like, that is what she wants to do. And
that's her 7 a.m. surfing.
I will endlessly support that as long as the mornings.
As long as the 7 a.m. is yours.
Stay.
How many days a week do you get to go surf?
Depends on the week. I've gone a lot in the last 2 weeks.
I love it.
I've probably gone like 6 times in the last 8 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Solid.
That's amazing.
It was fantastic. My backs and my knees are sunburned.
Look at you.
My forehead's peeling.
I love it.
I feel like I'm on vacation.
Killing it.
Yeah.
Killing it. Well, the reason why we're here today is not just to talk about surfing and not just to talk about relationship dynamics in regards to getting away with things, but we are getting caught up. So basically, you know, we're 4 episodes behind at this point.
Is it 4? I thought it was 3.
No, it's 4. Last night was the 4th, or, you know, Monday nights was the 4th.
So this is like a slasher season of The Bachelor. I've been thinking of Katie as like a fucking horror film serial killer.
Right. Oh, yeah, because of what she's been doing the past couple episodes.
Literally, like Jason Voorhees out here. She's just like...
Yeah, just cutting people down like it's left nothing.
And right.
But basically, we had 4 episodes. So instead of doing what we normally do, which is just like go through the 2 episodes, you know, kind of all the major events, we decided to just actually have you guys send in questions because... It's so much to go through. And so instead of just randomly missing things or just, you know, talking through at the end of the day, Jess and Becca do such an amazing job of keeping you guys, you know, caught up on everything that I think that just us, you guys telling us what we should talk about is a lot more powerful and better.
It's the best format.
It's the best format.
Just tell us what you want the episodes to be.
Exactly.
And then we'll hand deliver those to you.
We will in a basket.
It's incredible. It's like Inception.
Yes. So we took the questions. The questions were awesome. And what I like to sometimes about the questions is like you see where everyone's it's like the hive mind where it's like, oh, you see like these groups of 10 where like everyone asks those 10 questions. And you're like, OK, cool. That's it. So we got a good little list here and we'll start ripping through them. No one asked this, but I wanted to talk about it very quickly.
My favorite,
which is Hunter. So he's gone now. But he just had his moment of glory, and there was something so hilarious to me about him, because he switched from, like, the super sweet guy to, like, he turned on, like, I'm gonna get mine. And the guys weren't ready for it, and they turned on him quick. And it cost him the whole thing.
It cost him dearly.
But I like the guy. It was almost like he woke up one morning, looked in the mirror, and was like, hey, man, life is a business. Go out and become the CEO. Like he had some line because he switched overnight.
He read the room really wrong.
Yes.
He said a lot of things out loud that he should have just completely kept to himself.
He should have thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you're talking about top 4
in that was a weird comment
where everyone shares everything with each other and you've witnessed it happen to other guys just get fucking axed in front of you, and then you're talking about game show strategies and who's in the top 4, and it's like
you can think it, you can know the show and think it, but then it just gives people the wrong idea.
He could have also said that he wasn't in the top. Like a really smart way to do it would have been to not put himself in the top 4. Right. Put the guys he was talking to in the top four.
Well, it's like, Thomas,
I think you're in the top four.
Well, it's like, remember Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
Thomas said out loud, yeah, I thought about being The Bachelor. Let me be very clear. Every single guy there has thought about it.
100%.
But they just didn't say it.
No.
Because when you say it, now you're the guy that said it.
Also, they're acting like it's such a, like, oh my gosh, like, you happened to have been a fan of the largest show on television.
Right.
Before being a contestant, something there's over like 25 seasons of this thing.
Like, that's not
you
crazy.
Happen to watch it. You understand the format. You're contextualizing where we were at in our season in terms of how many dates are left, how many one-on-ones, how many group dates. What is the, like, how does that change the weight and the gravity and the value of each one of those things and how you need to position yourself in those?
Right.
Those are extremely reasonable conversations to be having in terms of, like, strengthening your relationship with the girl you are all fucking competing with to be on. It's like, he's also doing them a favor by bringing up the, like, hey, by the way, like, there's only two more of these dates. All the rest are group dates. It means you got to really show up on these. Are you guys thinking about that?
Yeah.
It's like, bro, that's a wake up call. If anything, Hunter's doing you all a favor.
And he got taken down by guys who knew they were out.
Yes.
It was almost like a battle cry as they were dying. It was a little bit like, you know that you're not going to get there. And you're just hoping that you see Hunter's ahead of you guys.
It's a from the grave kill.
It's a little bit of, like, I was a little pissed at those guys for doing that. I was like, you guys know that you're not doing well, that you're on your very, and so you're just trying to drag him down. And I just thought to myself, like, now watching all the episodes, and I thought, I think that Hunter would have beaten out Mike.
Yeah.
Would have beaten out some of these guys that made it much farther, an episode or two farther than him. Cause I was like, he was doing well. She liked him a lot. But one thing I did notice about her, heavily affected by someone saying, you can't trust that guy.
Totally.
A lot of times in the past episodes, like, they're like, I don't know, I like him. And then they kind of keep going for a while.
Hannah B.
But dude, the second anyone would say, talk shit about someone, Katie was off him. Didn't even matter who they were.
That's what I'm talking about, dude.
I was shocked by how much it was turned her off. It was like,
she's like, scream, dude. She's like, coming in your house. The call is coming from in the house with Katie. Dude.
Yes.
She's out here just knifing dudes off the show left and right.
I couldn't believe when she got rid of him, though. That was kind of shocking. Because
she has a soft spot for dads. So
yeah.
It was like, you know, Hunter really had that going for him.
I was blown away. Okay, that was my little tangent. Here's one. How long would you have lasted on the, was it Wow Wow Challenge?
You know, it's interesting you bring this up. This has been brought up in our own personal household.
Okay. Like, how long could you last without whacking off?
Yeah. I think we did we tried this.
That's no sex too, by the way, for you, if you were talking
about
household.
Well, for us, it was no porn.
Got it.
It was no porn. I could masturbate, but I couldn't watch porn to do it.
How'd you do?
I cheated once or twice, but ultimately I was fine.
But you cheated.
Cheated once or twice just to see what it's like.
Well, how long was the challenge?
What was it? I think we were doing like a month, maybe. I can't even remember.
A month of no porn.
I just
remember
it being like, it's not nearly like, she built it up in her mind like I was going to be having a really hard time with it. Really not that big of a deal. And it was like, okay, so like, I'm going to just watch porn and see if I even do it. And it was like, yeah, like, I don't really need this.
But did you guys have sex?
Yeah. So she was doing it as an experiment to see how it would affect our sex life.
So it was more
life.
Of a personal porn thing than it was like a, it was, oh, I
she
see,
she was
gotcha.
Being like, porn is warping your brain and distorting your image of like what sex is supposed to be like. And
how
I
was that?
Like,
did it affect it?
For me personally, like, no, but what I did notice is like, because I didn't have the outlet of like seeing something that triggers sexual thoughts in my brain and then being like, oh, I'm gonna masturbate now.
Sure.
And I'm going to put on this visual thing that did it. It's like, suddenly then I'm just like resting with that and carrying it, like that angst around with me to be like, like suddenly all these minor things became way hotter to me.
You were on edge.
Yeah. Because I didn't have this like visual outlet. So it was suddenly like, you know, I mean, wake up call to the broads. I'm an absolute pervert, but it was like, so I can see some, you know, see some booty, and I'm just suddenly like, boom, like, I don't know what you call it, but just, suddenly I was just like
the
like
reptile brain or the whatever the brain is
pawing like, at Becca just to be like, oh, okay, so like what are we gonna do here, when are we gonna do this?
So then it what's so happening? That she was right though
just
to
like,
some extent.
Let me holler at you, Becca.
Okay, so how do you think you would do,
but so her for her thing it was about she thought it would affect how I made love.
Oh, so it was more like it would change the sex to making love more.
The physical act of making whoopee.
Got it. Oh,
it's too late for the birth control. Birth alarm. Control. That's actually Rebecca. Let's feature her on the show. Shh. Let's see how she talks to me. Hey, babe.
Hey. Are you done?
No, we're still recording.
Oh, okay. Just checking in. I'm going to head to bed right
now. Okay.
Love you.
Hey, do you want to weigh in on, we were just talking about when you asked me not to watch porn because you thought it would affect our sex life positively?
Yeah, oh, I can weigh in on that.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Weigh in on it.
What do you want to ask?
Well, we're talking about the Wawa challenge, and then he brought up...
It's the Wowo challenge?
We were talking about the Wowo challenge, and we were talking about how we would do, and then he brought up you guys had done something about no porn or something.
Yeah, which I feel like is different than no masturbation.
Well, because I told them, if you guys were still having sex, I feel like it throws off the thing a little bit.
The Wowo challenge?
No. He was comparing that challenge to your guys' challenge.
Oh my God, that's nothing. He was still jerking off to pictures and he was
still having sex. Wait, so you weren't allowed to watch videos, but you could look at pictures?
Okay, because, well, here was my thing with the porn. This is getting a little deep, but here's my thing about the porn. I felt like a lot of the porn, not that it was anything crazy, but like a lot of the porn that Gray was watching or has been watching for like the past 20 years is this super specific, like, you know, it's the typical like Pornhub porn. It's like, you know, fucking someone like a jackhammer and just this one very like automatic form of fucking that you're just consuming visually, like, you know, every other day or whatever.
Got it.
So that was my thing. I was like, dude, take 3 months off of watching that shit and just,
3 months.
You know, like leave a little bit more to just like not, because I feel like it was affecting sex in terms of like, you know, I think a lot of times all of us can have a hard time just like tapping into sex as just a natural explorative experience instead of this like automatic routine thing.
Right.
And I feel like sometimes porn can reinforce that. So my thing was like, just like takes a few months off of that like certain type of visual stimulation. And like, I don't care. It's not about like jerking off to girls on the internet. It's not like that. It's like a specific type of thing. So that was my thing with that.
So what was the verdict?
I mean, I would just prefer in general that Gray doesn't watch that. I did feel like it was just like if anything started more conversations between us and was just I'm not gonna be like, oh my God, we all of a sudden started having like 6 hour mind blowing tantric sex, but I still think it was good.
I also like the idea of like experimenting with your life, like brain hacking. And just going not masturbate for 2 weeks and see what happens to my brain. Or let me not look at porn or like just do that kind of stuff.
Like, it was also a challenge to be like, let me show you how not affected my brain is by watching porn, not watching it.
So you were, you were fighting as well.
Yeah. Well, okay. Bye, baby. I love you.
Bye.
It was also like,
you're
building this thing up in your brain. It's not that big of a deal.
So we get in competition.
Like, sort of like Katie's whole, like, Wowo challenge is to be like, okay, for me, I was just sort of like, why are you going to do that?
I didn't really know the reason why, but I would bet it did. Okay, like, just how you were pawing at Becca because you weren't masturbating as much, I bet it made them a little bit more like, hey, what are you doing? You're like, you know, are you okay, babe? You know what I mean? I bet them a little bit more like... attentive and a little bit more like whatever you say, or like a little like kind of makes you fall in love quicker probably too because you're a little more pent up.
Mm-hmm. You know, they say for like sporting events like boxers and stuff like that they're not supposed to have sex the night before
to keep the angst
going. I bet I'd just get jacked if I wasn't allowed to like have that reprieve. I bet I'd be like so I don't know like I bet I'd just be like working out a shitload and I'd be like super on like productive.
I think for me, I don't like when I'm working a lot and I'm really busy, easy. it's the like I'm sitting in the bachelor house, sitting around all day doing nothing while they're on a group date or they're on a one-on-one, and I'm like, you know, because they're gonna have, some of these guys have like multiple days of doing nothing. That's when it's hard. You're sitting around in a hotel room just like,
can you bring like video games? Can you bring like an N64?
I don't know. I'm sure they have stuff, but even still, like, you're doing nothing all day. Realistically, it's like, okay, work out for an hour, you like do a little N64, but then like that's 2 hours of your day.
What kind of game would you roll in with, like a pack of Uno cards? Would you like, what would you bring to be like, what's up guys, like, hey, like, what'd you bring? Like, did you ever, okay, what's the movie Heavyweights?
Yeah,
Heavyweights, where they all opening up their candy stashes.
I'm not a big game I'd be guy. like I'll play games if people are into it, but I'm not a guy. I'm like more into just like hanging and talking than I am like another game. But if someone is doing the games, I'm down, but I'm not a game starter as much. So I think that
if I was bored out of my fucking mind and I had nothing start else doing to games do, then, I start playing games.
That's true. That's really true.
Placing bets. Dude, I'd have so many side bets going on.
I'm down with that. Okay, what else we got here?
How would you do with the WoWo challenge?
Well, that's what I was saying. I think that like if... I think it would be hard because I'm sitting around in a house all day doing nothing. So I think it's like at home... I think I could do it easy because it's not easy, but a lot easier because it's like I'm working and I'm busy. But it's like I would probably like day three or four, you're making out, you're touching, you're holding, right, with Katie. And then you just go back to your room and chill 7 hours and just stare at the wall or like play a video game. Like it probably would be, if I was actually taking them seriously, I could imagine like the first 2 days being like, this is going to be an easy week. And then like day four, you're kind of like, okay.
I'd just be blowing in my pants all the time. Just like, you remember that the island song, like, and I just in my pants.
I don't. Just in my pants, I'm not familiar with that island song.
Lonely Island.
Oh yes,
they have the whole thing where it's like she opens up a bag of chips and I just
right in my pants. So you feel like that's how I would be. Within a week, you would literally be without touching yourself.
100% soiling myself.
Soiling,
and I'd let her know.
Oh God. That's my gift to you. And she'd probably like it because she's like, thank you. You're flattering me. Yeah, because remember even when Andrew S. said, yeah, it wasn't a problem for me. She was like, well, I'm kind of offended.
She was disappointed.
Yeah, she's like, that's offensive.
Yeah.
All right, broads, we are here again. Listen, I have two amazing pups at home. And if you've ever seen a picture, then you know it's just comical. We have the world's largest dog, Boris. And then we have a chihuahua named Ashley. Literally, Ashley is about the size of one of Boris's paws. But I'm obsessed with them both equally, which is why I am so excited to give Halo Collar a try. It's the only smart system collar that trains, tracks, and protects your dog.
Wow. Okay, I can only imagine how useful this is because I get really freaked out for other people's dogs when I see them running free and there's so much that can go wrong. Mm-hmm. But Halo Collar uses GPS to connect you to your dog. You can create up to 20 digital fences instantly, and it even works without cell service or Wi-Fi. All you have to do is walk the perimeter of where you want your digital fence with your collar, or you can do it with the touch of a finger in your Halo app, and you'll be able to view their location and status anytime you want.
It's really amazing, and if your dog is really responsive to voice commands, first of all, please teach me your ways, but also Halo Collar works for that too. You can set custom feedback with your own voice to help train and control your pup from a distance. It's incredible. It's so easy to set up, and knowing Halo Collar can help in so many situations lets me have peace of mind when I'm out with my dogs.
And if you're and to take advantage of the special limited time introductory offer today, you should go to shophalocollar.com/chatty. Save 20% on your Halo Collar by going to shophalocollar.com/chatty. 20%. You gotta go to the site to get the offer, and it can only be gotten by going to shophalocollar.com/chatty.
Okay, so I'm one of those people that just need outside silence minus the music or podcast I choose, obviously, when I'm working on something. And for a while, I thought that the noise-canceling headphones I was using were as good as it was going to get. But if I'm being honest, I could still hear through them, which for me is a big deal. It makes it so hard to focus. But then I tried a new pair of noise-canceling earbuds by Sennheiser, the MTW2s, and it's a whole other world when I put them in. I can't hear a thing, and I was actually so blown away by the sound quality.
I think my favorite thing about the Sennheiser earbuds is they have a 28-hour battery life, because when you're using them constantly and you're setting them down, you're forgetting to charge them, you want to make sure you have a battery life that lasts you all day and then some. And I love strong noise canceling technology, but only at certain times. I think that's what's really cool about this. You need to be able to, like, I need to be able to hear the kids playing and make sure they're good. Or if I'm going to walk at night, I want to be aware of my surroundings. So maybe like full volume, full noise canceling isn't exactly the best choice all the time. But that's what's cool about the MTW2s. With their free smart control app, you can adjust the sound to your personal preference with the built-in equalizer. Very cool.
It's so cool. And I am a longtime Sennheiser fan. Our studio is like fully outfitted in Sennheiser products. Evan's in the music industry and he uses Sennheiser constantly. So I knew their noise canceling headphones would be incredible. And they are the best, hands down, in my opinion. They have been working on making the best earbuds on the market and headphones for the past 75 years. And all it takes is one try of these earbuds, the MTW2s, and the difference is obvious. I am telling you, run, don't walk to get these. What are you waiting for?
Why settle for anything less than great sound? Come hear the difference with Sennheiser. And right now, the first 100 Chatty Broads listeners, listen up, you could be one of the first 100. When you go to Sennheiser.com/podcast and use promo code Chatty, you'll receive 15% off the Momentum True Wireless 2 earbuds. That's what we've been talking about, MTW2, or any of their amazing headphones. That's 15% off when you go to, pay attention to the spelling, Sennheiser.com/podcast and use our promo code Chatty, Sennheiser.
What are your thoughts on the cuddle date with Mike?
I thought it was rude as fuck.
To him.
Yeah. I thought it was like, oh, that's an accident. They had this just pre-planned. Like
they're poking fun at his virginity thing.
They're just forcing it to be put into an awkward situation, which I thought it was rude because I think it detracted from... It's like hyper-focusing on this one aspect of Mike as a person.
It's simplifying him as a person.
Yes, completely. When it's like, if we learned anything from the way Mike went into... If we've learned anything about Mike, we learned it when he went into the how do you make love challenge or whatever early on, when he floored everybody of just being like, here's my deep understanding of love, of like, what does it take to make a woman comfortable in love? Mm. It was just like, it's just listening to you talk about like the way you would treat your partner physically and emotionally. And then to then dilute him down to like an uncomfortable physical situation where... I just think it's like then the only focus becomes for both of them that he's a virgin.
It was like a caricature thing. It was like, let's paint this guy as like a cartoon.
Yeah. I was like, dude, this is like...
And it really ruined his last ability to make a good impression.
To me, it's far more interesting to challenge people with their preconceptions about how important is it to be a virgin or not a virgin going into a relationship.
And I thought it was cool because
Katie... Does it actually matter?
Well, that's the thing. I did feel like Katie addressed that in a cool way. She was just kind of like, you know, to be honest with you, like for a while there, I kind of judged people who were like, who had your lifestyle. But now I get it. It was like,
well, you know,
he did a great job of handling that. Because
how many people do you know are saving themselves from marriage?
Well, the way I grew up, I mean, those people, I don't know those people anymore, but those people, you know, are, if they're not married, they're still trying. You know, I still have a couple old buddies who are kind of in that world, you know, and it's like, it's funny, I'll even, yeah, so it's like...
Oh, dude, I have so much respect for anyone sticking to their, like...
Their belief system like that.
Yeah.
As long as it's not, like, in a weird shame thing or some sort of weird... Like, I feel like it's like, a genuine thing that's cool, but, like, because sometimes it can get real crazy with, like, the shame and the, like, guilt and the, like, manipulation of people telling them, like, if you do this, God's going to hate you. But, like, if it's actually just coming from, like, a simple, humble, nice place, then it's like... Which Mike seemed to have, you know? But I agree with you. Long story short... It did suck that they just kind of always made him the virgin.
No.
They never moved past it.
I thought it would have been way more interesting to just move away from that narrative of him and see like who Mike is.
What's his deal?
Yeah.
My only complaint about Mike, not a big dynamic guy. Not a lot of layers.
No,
it's
Mike's
just kind of like very just kind of like flat.
He's rock steady, dude.
He's just solid. He's the guy that will like pay the bills and he's solid and he'll never fuck up and he'll always be there. But at the same time, we all know that's not what Katie's looking for.
No,
Katie's looking for the spice.
Like, he reminds me of the like World War II generation.
Right. Yeah, no. Oh, dude, he is a 50s dad.
Yeah.
Takes care of business, never misses an appointment, never misses a gym day, never misses a, you know, he cuts the lawn every Saturday without fail. Like,
totally.
He's that guy. But again, she's not looking for that guy. So I couldn't believe it. He lasted as long as he did.
I think he really caught her off guard with.
She was surprised. Like, I can like this guy.
Because what he said in that one date was like, everyone knew.
Yeah.
Everyone knew. It was like, it was so, I think it's one of the more special moments on the season was when every single guy in the room realized how badly they had fucked up that challenge. On the how would you make love to someone?
Yeah.
Challenge, I forget what the exact thing was. And it was just like, oh, the virgin fucking ran away with this.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And it was the like, oh, dude, every single guy was like, they were like clapping for him when he did it. And it was
beautiful.
It was obvious from the moment he started of like, oh, he nailed this.
He owns it.
And that to me is like, I think that really struck a chord with Katie. That's like, this dude is very much worth exploring.
I think he was awesome.
I think with everyone watching that episode was like, wow, we all just grew a little bit.
We all kind of like, wait, maybe
our Grinch hearts just grew.
I agree. Okay. This one was dynamic to me because I thought about it. I was like, man, oh, that's a sound of pleasure right there, ladies and gentlemen.
That was a crisp one.
Connor getting let go. Okay. Because the kiss wasn't magical enough. So here's my thing. What is the worst thing someone could let you go over? Like, because I was thinking about this. I was thinking about, like, what if you have this amazing connection with Katie and you're sitting there and you're laughing and she's like, she seems to be really into you and you're really into her and everything's great. And then she lets you go because she's like, when I kissed you, it just wasn't there. And I thought, that's a gut punch. Right? It's a gut punch. It's one thing to be like, hey, you know what? We just don't have the same priorities. Or hey, you have a kid. I don't think I'm ready for that. Or hey, we just don't have the connection. But it was specific to the kiss. And I thought, ooh, the more specific you get, the harder the pill to swallow.
Well, he completely misunderstood what she was saying to him. I think it would just be like, look, there's not the sexual chemistry there that I wish there was. I wish she had just been like, I'm realizing like our connection is more friend zone and I'm not sexually attracted to you.
Yes.
Which is what I think she realized when they kissed. And he's focusing on that his kissing.
Yes.
Is what disappointed. Whereas to me, what would be gut punching would be something that's like completely out of my control. Like if she was like, honestly, the way you laugh, I just can't.
No, that's a good one. But that's.
And then you're like, well, dude, I can't do anything about that.
But what if
your voice just drives me crazy. Be like, cool, so I'm never gonna speak again.
Okay, I agree, but at the same time it's like, but what if like that, but if what if there was like, no, I kind of want, I do want to have sex with you, but when we kiss it like turns me off. Like, what if it was more specific like that? Maybe you're reading into it too much. Maybe you're saying, you're putting words in her mouth and saying that, like, she meant this, but it's like...
No, she said it to them. She said it to Tayshia and what's...
No, I'm fucking with you. But, like, what if it was kind of like the kiss? I'm a big kisser. Obviously, she's a big kisser. She max.
She max like there's... Like, the world is about to end.
Dude, she max like a movie.
Literally.
Every time.
Armageddon, dude.
She'll Armageddon make out with someone and then just be like, no, we just don't have the connection. And I'm like, if someone... Like, what, dude?
She's Liv Tyler Ben Affleck making out.
She makes out like they're doing the last take in a movie. Like you gotta make this count.
Like we're flying into space.
It's like grabbing the back of the head, lift up, an leg, asteroid. Rub, and then all of a sudden it's just like, yeah, I just don't think we have the connection. And I'm like,
none.
What?
No, she's like tremoring.
Yeah. And then right after she's like, yeah, I mean, I just don't think that we've been growing.
There's no connection there. Like, be what? Like, I could have sworn where there was a connection.
Well, dude, she makes out and I bet every single guy thinks, dude, I mean, we're in love. I mean,
I've literally never had a girl kiss me she just did.
It's like if some girl did and then afterwards was like, no, I mean, you're not like my type. I
don't she like kisses like kissing is water to someone like wandering the desert.
But what would be like if like a gut punch, a specific thing that like there would be a huge gut punch?
Well, the reason I brought up laugh is because I feel like it's something where it's like I don't have control over that. It's such a like natural form of expression that's like very vulnerable to be like, oh, I just can't fucking stand it when you do that.
I think mine would be like my voice. If she's just like, I really like you a lot, but I got to be honest with you, it's just the voice.
Becca gets really mad at me about the way I eat.
Because it's like a Seinfeld episode. Mm-hmm. Right? He's always breaking up with everyone for specific things. The hands, the voice, the this. It's like, I think mine would be my voice because it would just be like, you don't like the way that I sound. Let's get into, okay.
I'm doing it. Okay. I don't give a fuck what the broads think. Okay. I'm vaping on the show. It's nicotine, baby. It's nicotine.
Thoughts on Blake?
I hated Blake in Tayshia's season. Love Blake in this season.
Got it.
Absolutely love Blake in this season.
Yeah.
Love the thought of Katie with Blake.
Mm.
I think he's the most honest person on the show right now.
Yeah.
I love that he's like, I'm not in love with you. But all signs point to yes.
He has been the smoothest talker, I think.
Oh my gosh.
Not one word out of place.
No.
Every time he talks to her, it's like, it's so good that there was multiple times where I thought to myself, okay, I'm going to sit right here and I'm going to pretend I'm being asked this question under no pressure, under almost a pre-rehearsed notion. And I still couldn't do it as good as him. I was like,
no.
Fuck, dude, he is nailing it.
All I wanted to see was his painting.
Yeah.
Okay. All I wanted to see was what his painting was. And the whole thing was blacked out.
Well, he kind of has this like funny, like I'm kind of a whatever guy, but then unbelievably smooth.
Yeah.
And unbelievably caring. I was kind of like, this guy's got it, dude. Like he is killing the game.
And originally his chin beard just bothered me where I was like, I hate this guy. And now I'm like, dude, Blake is,
he kills
you know,
it.
You also notice all the guys like Blake.
I'm team Blake.
Same, dude.
Okay. Now let's go to the next one.
All right.
G-R-E-G. Thoughts on one of the most just absolute, you know,
this last
controversial
episode,
dudes.
This last episode brought everything Becca and Jess have been saying home for me. I have never seen a physical reaction be more at odds with the verbal statements.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. I'm just oozing with excitement right now. He is literally like, it looks like he's blown away by how enamored Katie is with him. And he's like, this is like kind of crazy. It's like he didn't realize what was going on.
Mm. See,
and when he got the group date, he was like, he wasn't happy about it.
Right.
Every single fucking guy, every contestant who gets a one-on-one is like, I'm sorry, guys. Like, I'm just so happy to have this right now. And he's like, yo, I was not expecting that.
Mm.
He's like, I honestly didn't see that coming. I was not expecting that. And then he's all like, hey.
Yeah.
Just like, dude, to me, I'm like, those are massive red flags. Mm. And she's so entrenched with her image of him. And she wants him to be the image she has of him.
Mm.
That she's doing the shit guys do with girls they think are too good for them.
Yeah.
She's puppy dogging.
Yes. I think he is a massive player. He just doesn't do it in the same way that like a Thomas would. Where like, I'm confident and I say, hello, beautiful. You're coming with me tonight. He does it in the opposite way.
Yeah.
I had a buddy like him.
No, he's passive aggressive.
But he's also like, I just had a buddy like him who like would girls would like him because he acted like he didn't care, but he really didn't. It was kind of a part of his shtick. Greg, to me, is someone who knows exactly what he's doing, and he knows exactly how to get her to fawn over him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he does what no other guy is doing. Every other guy is fighting for her love. He got her to like him early. He knows that he's her type. So he got her to kind of get into him early. Then he pulled back. And so he pulled the classic power move, which is he took the power back.
Yeah.
He said, while every guy's fighting for you, that's going to be noisy. But when I'm back here, you're going to go, why is that guy not into me?
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to be, because you saw on the dates, every other guy's like, I'm going to show you my love. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be like, I'm going to care for you. You are the only person. I can't wait to introduce my. Greg just goes, yeah, totally.
No,
yeah,
he's totally playing chill.
And then he goes, yeah, I'm good. It's just like, no, I'm good. It's just, I don't know. It's just kind of hard, I guess.
He's
and then
playing
she's
the
like,
game.
What do you mean? Why do you feel that way? Are you okay? I want you to feel like everything. Ask me anything. Ask me anything, and I'll tell you the truth. Like, she is now trying out. She's now fighting for him.
He
flipped the script on her.
He got her to say that she's falling in love with him.
And she's, in every other time, it's been the guy saying that to her, and she'll go, I really appreciate that. Which is wild.
He totally flipped the script. And he's someone to me to, like, this is where the red flag for me would be, like, in an argument or... like, people, I think, loosely throw around the term gaslighter. Like, they think, like, guys who act like toddlers, where it's like you push a toddler into a corner, they're going to deny, deny, deny until they're in there. It's like how, like, preschoolers act. He's a fucking gaslighter.
Big time.
Yeah.
He's going to go, he's going to somehow make it feel like she's been doing something wrong.
Yes.
During this whole time.
No, she'll be constantly questioning, like, her sanity. And like her, like how she is remembering certain circumstances, he'll be able to turn himself into a victim when he's actually the person in the wrong.
This is the only red flag I see about Katie. To me, Greg is like when you talk about like, oh yeah, like I used to date the same type of person for years and I'm trying not to anymore.
Well, also,
Greg hits me as the guy that she's been with 27 times.
And that's then, like, the first thing she said about
it. Right. And so it's like, but then like she gets broken up with and gets left in the dust and feels horrible. Greg reverts her back to like her young ways.
So when do you think we're going to find out? Because she liked the comments. Remember early on in this?
Yes.
So when are we going to see that?
It'll be interesting. I mean, I honestly think.
Are we going to see it in hometowns?
Maybe. It'll be later.
Post fantasy
suites? Yeah, it'll be like when there's two or three left.
Do you think she's going to take Greg to the fantasy suite first?
Yes. And then he's going to dump her after
that. You want to bet on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay. What did you say before? You're on yes. Well, so you already have yes. I can't say yes with you.
We can bet against nobody.
Okay. What should we bet?
If she doesn't go to fantasy suites with him.
Mm-hmm.
We have to shotgun beers.
This is what I get.
Well, no. Well, are you on my team or are you opposing?
So if you win the bet, you need to say what you win. Because if you win the bet, what do you get?
If
we get a shotgun beers, you can win all day.
You're right. What do I get?
What do you get if you win?
Okay, this is what I get.
Okay, go.
If I win...
Mm-hmm.
You dress up as the goblin. You gotta put the makeup on full tilt. Full goblin.
I've gotta come on in my...
Yeah, full goblin mode. Full goblin mode.
As Grimshaw? I gotta come... Oh, Grimshaw!
Yeah, you come in full goblin mode.
Fangs.
Paint.
The whole deal.
Okay, what do I do? By the way, that's more of a win for the broads than me.
You'd love it, though.
I would love it.
You would love it. Oh, my God. Okay, if... The first thing that comes to mind is that wig. I want you to have to do something with that wig.
Okay.
But that's just...
I mean, I already wore a wig on here.
I know, and you loved it. So I need to think of something new and different.
Yeah, you're already becoming the character. Think about it. If anything comes up.
I honestly think you're going to win, but... Ooh. Ooh. Okay, if I win...
Which is, he doesn't go to fantasy suites.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if I win, then we get to do karaoke on the next episode.
Okay.
Yes. And you have to sing the songs that I pick out for you.
Okay.
One song.
Just make sure that I know them. I don't want to have to be learning music.
No, you'll definitely know them.
All right,
but one song, and if possible, you can't lie about it. You have to play the instrument too.
Oh God, dude!
All pop songs. What are the keys? All pop songs are in. So they're only like play like three notes, right?
Yeah, they're usually like, you know, if you're in the key of G, it's like G, C, D.
Yeah, so you know all of them. So you're gonna have to sing Nickelback songs for me.
Oh, jeez. Okay, I'll do a Nickelback song.
Look at this photograph.
Oh, I hate you.
Yes. Okay, yes. All right. So if I win, you have to sing.
I'm Nickelback.
And if you don't know the song, you have to learn it. You're going to have to learn Look at This Photograph and play your best rendition of it for me and the broads.
Okay. All right. That's pretty good. They both hurt. They both hurt.
Oh, I can't wait. Because I think she might take Blake. Because Blake, I think she's really interested to see what Blake is like as a lover.
No, but she does both. We're talking about if they go to Fantasy Suites, right? Are you talking about who goes first?
Yeah, who goes first?
Oh, that's the competition? I thought it was like if he was going to get to Fantasy Suites.
No! Who goes first in Fantasy Suites?
Okay, I still think it's going to be Greg.
I know. I have a feeling it's going to be Greg,
too. Now, what if Greg gets off before Fantasy Suites? Bet's off?
Yeah, then we just fucking bet's lose off. The bet.
All right.
In which case, I think I would win.
How about this? If they he doesn't make it to Fantasy Suites, we have to do both.
Yeah. And then the broads
both,
really win.
Both same because episode.
Look at how selfless Evan and I are to you broads in our relationship to you. What sensitive lovers we are in this, whatever, is this a three-way?
This is basically just gifts.
Yeah, we're just gifting.
We're lovers.
Thank us in the DMs.
Thank they're like, we haven't done shit yet.
And if you want to, you can thank me more than Evan. So
yeah, do it. I'm not insecure at all.
Not that I'm counting. Not that I count how many positive comments I get in every episode.
Not that I look at everyone.
Not that I pay attention and remember every single comment. But
not that this is a competition with Evan, but it is.
But it is.
Okay, another one. Who do you think right now, as of right now, best fit for Katie?
Blake.
Okay, Blake. Got it. I agree with you. I think Blake is the best. Who do you think is the worst of the remainders?
The painter.
Justin.
Yeah. He's the least. I think we know, like, from seeing him on the most, I think he's playing a perception of himself.
Mm. I think Michael the dad is the worst fit.
Really?
Yeah, because for me, I go... Number one, Katie wants to travel and have fun. That dude's got career. He said he takes care of his in-laws. He's got kids. You know what I mean? It's just like, that's a lot of heavy, a very adult shit going on in that corner. And I just think that, like, deep down, she wants to just, like, get with her new guy and, like, get off the show and, like, go do fun shit for a year and then like settle down somewhere. You know what I mean? Dude, I just think that's a lot of like, cause what does it look like? Let's say he proposes and they get married. That's a radical move for someone.
I did not think about that. It really begs the question of like, why did she let Andrew go over that?
So this is another, we can jump into this.
Yeah. This is a question people had.
No, but well, yeah, Andrew S. is a part of it. We can get to that.
That blew my mind.
But check this out. I want to get into this before. If you've noticed, like, look at the assortment of men. There's no type anymore. Justin, handsome, artist, quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Greg, kind of player, I don't know, I'm clueless.
He's like a mystery guy.
Mystery, but kind of like knows what he's doing, kind of like her exes in the past.
He looks like... I was trying to pin his style down because he looks like he is like a 90s man's man, but he wears skinny jeans.
To me, he's like kind of just like California, like chilling kid, like who just kind of grew up near the beach and like parents have money. Like he just hits me as that guy.
He looks like when Jonathan Taylor Thomas was a movie star, if he was actually just a grown ass man.
There you go.
Yeah.
But Jonathan Taylor Thomas is probably LA kid. Like, you know what I mean? Like he just kind of looks at me as just like one of the guys around here.
He's killing it now.
Who?
Jonathan JTT? Taylor Thomas. Yeah. JT killing squared. It.
But like, okay. So then there's that guy. And then we got dad. And then you go over to like wildlife guy who's kind of like Big Bear. Like literally no guy is like the other. No guy looks like the other. And they have no job or lifestyle similarities. It's very weird. It's kind of like, what is she going to go? Like, I don't know. It's weird to have like no type almost.
What did Greg and Blake do for work?
Blake, I know he does like a lot of wildlife preservation and he like lives like, he's in Canada. So Blake's got like, if you look at his Instagram, I looked at his Instagram the other day. It's like, he's taking care of all sorts of different animals. And then I don't know exactly how he makes his income, but I know like that's all he posts is like, just the other day I saw him like, found a duck on the side of the road and took him to a rehab facility. Like he's just that
guy. Sounds like my mom.
Super nature guy.
My mom found a cougar on the side of the road.
that's a different story.
My mom found a cougar on the side of the road, like a small one.
Was hit by a car or something?
It was just like on the side of the road, collapsed on the side of the road.
Damn.
She gets out, throws a horse blanket over it, picks it up.
Oh my God.
It's like 45 pounds.
And could like do damage.
Puts it in the passenger seat next to her and drives it to the nature preservation where they have like a veterinarian thing to be like, it's an endangered species in the Santa Monica Mountains. And they're like, what the fuck are you doing handling this? And she's like, well, are you going to not treat it?
Oh my.
My mom's like, why are you going to ask me any of these questions? What I've literally brought you is a sick mountain lion, cougar. Whoa. And here it is. And she said the thing was like super aggressive towards all the nurses and would only let my mom like handle it.
That's going to be like one of those things like with the monkeys or like the gorillas and stuff, like where the, or the orangutan, where the guy rescues it. And then like 10 years later, he hears just like, oh, and you're like, what is that? And then like the monkeys in the woods, like looking for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like that. The cougar's going to come back and like
the lion video where the guy releases his lion into the wild and then he goes out. Into,
yes.
And re-encounters his lion.
And he runs like he's going to kill him and then just hug.
Giant lion hug.
Love that.
God. If I could trade places with anyone.
That dude. Right, yeah, were those guys on Instagram who cuddle with lions? Bro.
Yeah, but they pale in comparison to that guy.
That guy's the king because that was a wild animal.
Mm-hmm. And like, or as out Ruth in the would wild. Call it, Lion King.
Lion King.
Lion King.
I love that. I love that. Okay. So yeah, I mean, she's really... really mixing it up with the dudes. Okay, so then we go to Andrew.
I appreciate that insight, Evan. I did not think that deeply into like the makeup of these guys. Is like
it was a last minute thought I had. It was the last minute thought I had when the rose ceremony happened, and they were standing there, and I thought, whoa,
it's an array.
Lifestyle, job, personality. Like there is no consistency. It's almost like here's my theory. Greg is like her absolute, if she was in the wild right now and it wasn't a show, it'd be Greg. But she's trying to get away from what she's known. And so her brain is saying, this guy has good qualities, this guy has good qualities, and this guy has good qualities. I should like these other guys. But her bones are saying, Greg. And so it's almost like logic, heart. That's what it feels like. She's trying to kind of go, I should like these three, so I'm going to pick these three, but Greg is all I think about. You know what I mean?
I do.
It's like the logic versus the like reality. So it's Greg's to lose. That's what it feels like. More to... Okay, Andrew S., you brought that up. That was wild.
There are so many things I didn't like about... First off, what she said to him made it sound like he's a shoo-in.
A lot of that.
I did not think that he was wrong when he said that. I think I just absolutely won this group date. It kind of blew my mind that she didn't give him the rose. And then the biggest piece of bullshit I thought was when he walked away and she chased him and she said, I just want a hug.
Can you stay? Remember that? She said, you stay for a while.
Dude, what the fuck? It was a very weak and low moment for me as a fan of Katie.
Mm.
That I was just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
In terms of like respecting his position emotionally, of like, you just crushed this man's soul and he just told you, like, I'll be down in the lobby for a little bit, like, if you change your mind. And then you come chasing after him, be like, I just wanted, who jews his ass, and then says she just wants a hug.
How badass was it when he said no?
Yeah.
When she goes, will you hang out with me for a little bit? He goes, no. That was a badass move.
I was so proud of him. I think that was a wake up call for her too. Is like who this guy is.
Like maybe this whole thing's getting a little bit in, like you're thinking that you can, you know, she probably just was struggling with it. Probably a little bit of a friend zone. Probably liked him on every level except the sexual chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like, I really like being around you. And so she's like, I'm afraid to lose you, but deep down I know that like I don't want to jump your bones. So like that's the missing element. But she probably had every connection. It felt like they had a really strong connection. Like the fact that he got let go blew my shorts off.
That's what I'm saying.
I was like, What?
That's like, literally what I'm saying is like, maybe he's not someone who goes all the way, but like, really?
It was weird. I don't know. Something must have happened.
Over fucking Justin giving her his stupid ass butterfly painting.
Yeah, Justin and Michael the dad beating out Andrew S.
What did you think of his butterfly painting?
Okay. It looked like, and all praise to Justin, great artist. I can't do any of that shit. So this is just a taste thing. It looked like something like maybe my mom would have picked out when I was like in elementary school for the house.
It looks like
it just had kind of like something that like you, when you go to like a furniture store and it's hanging above a couch they're trying to sell.
No, it looks
it just
like,
looks like one of those.
It looks like a design that would be on like a beach towel that you would buy on the corner of La Cienega in like fucking La Brea.
It's just super like generic.
It would be just like, it's one of those people selling like blankets and like all the towels have like sunsets and like palm trees and random tramp stamp butterflies.
Yeah, and I'm like, again, that's taste. And like he does, he's done all sorts of stuff on the show where I'm like, I can't do that. And then he said, like, I'm really into butterflies because they like symbolize evolution. And I was like, I mean, that's like saying I painted you a phoenix because we're rising from the ashes, like, which is the most just like overly used.
Dude, it's what
thing,
you'd find,
you know?
In like a flip book for people who are like, we're at a state fair and there's like a face painting station for children. And that's what like the tween girl picks out.
It's like going to dinner. It's like cooking food for a date and be like, what'd you make me? Like butter pasta.
I said it looks like a journal.
You're kind of like, ah, well, thanks.
I mean, said it looked like the cover of a spiral notebook you'd buy at Claire's.
I think Claire's would be a little higher end than that. I mean, this is kind of like the $1 checkout. Like when you go to Target and they have the $1 aisle. Kind of like that. It's just kind of like some random shit they had left over.
It blew my mind.
It was, again, talented, can't do it, but at the same time, very like...
Well, so when I went to
his... It's like what a gym guy would paint.
When I went to his page, though, and I was like, what is his art actually? Right. I was like, his art's actually pretty good.
I know.
He's like a painter for hire. He could paint anything. And it was like, bro, you could paint anything.
You could paint some really cool, slightly like off style, like self-portrait of her.
Totally. And this is
it would
just
have been like cool and different, but it was like
mind
butterflies.
Mind you, this isn't me just like trashing whatever. It's just like that he painted her that painting.
Yes. It was like he took it off the wall at the hotel. That's kind of the vibe.
The
I had.
Whole thing just left me like, what?
It's a little bit like, as much as I love Connor, it's a little bit of like writing a song on your ukulele when you're 35 for your girlfriend. Like, it's a little bit like, if I see him play her another song on his ukulele, dude, I'm going to freak out. It was just, but then it's like, we would bust out the ukulele and be like, because you are my only heart. Like, are we at high school lake camp or are we 35 and falling in love and getting married? Like, it just felt a little bit like that's a great move when you were 14 and
no
a half.
Oh my god, I accidentally pulled a fire alarm in the middle of your one-man show. I'm so sorry.
Did it not feel to you like both the painting and the songs are like cheap tricks as opposed
yes.
to like it's what you do later on, maybe you've been dating for a couple months and then boom, you paint her a painting and it's like, oh, whoa, that's a gift because it's like you waited to do something for me.
It's middle
or
school shit.
I wrote a song for you. I'm a singer-songwriter. I wrote a song for you 6 months into dating. So it's like a thing you did as like a special thing, but it's not the way I got you.
No.
But the way, if you get someone with a painting, it's very like, oh, you, how many times have you done that, dude? Like, how many times have you like, hey, babe, stand there, I'll paint you. It's like, okay, is this real life or is this a movie?
I loved what someone else said about his painting, and the challenge was like, okay, so he painted this like very realistic in-depth rose and then he just painted some like crappy ass stick figures on the side of it.
Oh, you're talking about the challenge?
That killed me that someone critiqued that. I was like, no, what is that?
Did you see what Blake said about it?
What did Blake say?
Well, Blake was like, yeah, you kind of wrote this like rose. It was okay. And then he did like some stick figure stuff that looks like I could dye it with my left hand.
That's what I'm talking about. Where I was like, I loved that shit. And I loved that Blake did it. But then what was funny is,
you can tell Blake got a dozen vibes.
Justin likes Blake, though. Justin was dying over what Blake was writing.
He was like, that boy's wild. That boy's wild.
It's like, but that's the kind of Justin I want to see more of.
Yeah.
It's like that dude who was
enjoying. The guy with the personality. He pulls it all back. He's just a little bit like.
Instead, he's just always like, I'm a serious artist and I do serious things. And by the way, did I mention that I'm an artist? Like, cool, dude.
So anyway, yeah, the Andrew S thing was tough. I did feel a little bit like, God, like, because I've been there. I've broken up with a girl and been like, I know it's the right move, but I'm sad about it.
Yeah.
And been very tempted to be like, call her the next day and be like, let's hang out, even though I know we shouldn't be together. Because it's like, you miss the feeling, but you don't do it because it's a shitty thing to do.
So are you still friends with that girl? Do you still talk to her?
No.
Secretly? Don't tell anyone? Secretly?
No.
Okay.
This was a long time ago, but it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, in the moment, you're like, I know we're bad together, so you got to do it. But at the same time, it's like, the worst thing you could do is like be half in, half out. And the fact that she kind of was like jumping in his arms and like asking him to hang. And like, it was like, dude, you're like, even though maybe you're not intentionally doing it, you're giving into your emotion, which is just ruining this guy. Like, you're fucking him up hard. That was one for me. I was like, ah.
That's
like,
what I didn't appreciate. That was the low moment for me.
Yes.
With Katie. And a high moment for me with Andrew.
By the way, not a lot of low moments for her. Like, she's basically been perfect.
No, and these last few episodes, I've absolutely loved it. I loved that she's just like, we're not going to put anyone through this bullshit. I don't like any of these guys. They're all going home. And we're just going to speed this whole process up. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hell yeah, dude. This is sick.
Yeah.
Because you constantly wonder of like, dude, you got to know exactly who you like at this point. When there's six guys, you're like, I know exactly who my hometowns. I know exactly who my fantasy suites are. Like, not much is really changing. And I really appreciate that she's so like transparent about that of like, dude, no date at this point is going to catch you up to where you need to be.
Yep. That was so true. It was like, not another 3 hours is going to.
And now that you're here to confront me in my room, like, you should just go home.
Yep.
Loved that.
Great move.
Loved that he tried to cover it up too, of like, well, we came to an agreement that it's best for me to leave. It's like, bro, yeah, you came to an agreement.
You gotta let go.
Yeah, sick agreement.
You got fired.
For real.
So, final parting words. Who do you think is gonna kill the hometowns? Oh, I wanna start this.
Blake's gonna kill the hometowns.
I think that Greg's like mom isn't gonna like her.
No.
It's going to be some weird mommy shit. There's going to be some like, hey, babe, this is Katie. And she's going to be like, okay.
And no, they're going to bring up some shit they weren't supposed to. And Greg's going to get accidentally put on the spot by his family. Or they're going to say something that's like incongruous with what he's told Katie.
Yeah. But you think you think the family's going to accidentally rat him out?
Or his sister. Yeah.
Something like that.
Mom or sister is going to throw his ass under the bus.
Intentionally or accidentally?
Both.
Oh, interesting. Okay. See, I'm sensing mommy's boy to where it's like she's going to be like kind of up and down in Katie a little bit. Like,
oh, that pans out for Jersey.
That's the vibe I get.
Yeah.
Total mama's boy. Just kind of like, do you have what it takes to take care of my boy? You know what I mean? That's the vibe I get from him, that he's catered to and taken care of a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
No, he's the prince.
He's got princey vibes.
He totally has princey vibes. And that's where I think...
Like, he doesn't do his laundry.
The dagger's going to come from his sister, is my guess.
Oh, okay.
The one whose kids he always takes shirtless pictures with.
That's really weird.
Super weird.
Because he's trying to... What the fuck is that? Because he's pulling on the heartstrings and doing the thought pick. So he's like, what's the perfect combination? Combine them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, it's obvious.
Love it.
That's him playing.
Playa. Well, I think it's going to be awesome. I can't wait for fantasy.
I'm super excited.
I think it's going to come down.
I can't wait because I'm very... Now that we have a wager, I'm quadruply
something
excited.
Something on the line.
Immeasurably excited. I can't wait for Gremlin. I can't wait for your Nickelback
voice. Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. I know the melody a little bit.
What's it about the school? I must have
look at this crowd.
I love that shit.
Well, until next time, broads, we love you. And we'll catch you in two episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll catch you in two episodes, unless the girls let us do like a extra episode for whatever reason.
We'll feature.
Maybe if you guys ask for us to do more episodes, we will do more episodes.
Ooh. By the way, we got the live show coming up. We got merch coming soon. Exciting shit, baby.
Yo, get ready for our merch, though. Seriously, save your paychecks. The whole paycheck.
The whole paycheck, because you're going to need every piece.
All our merch is so fire.
And it's going to get more and more fire too. Like yeah. there's limited stuff coming out, so you got to get it.
And
like,
not that it's here, a competition, but our merch is way better than the girls' merch.
Dude, it's a all of it's so sick.
It is
it's
really
so
sick.
You need it. You need it all. So we love you. We thank you. We'll see you in a little bit. Chat soon.
Bye.